Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to A Celtic State of Mind. I'm Paul John Dykes.
And I'm Jerry Taylor.
And we are delighted to be here at Don Max in Glasgow to speak to George Cadet and Pierre Van Hooydonk. Welcome back to Glasgow, guys.
Thank you.
Do you miss it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the cold.
No, today was beautiful day. But yeah, it's always good to go back to a place where you have done well, you know.
And you've been welcomed back, I believe, as well. So you've been back into the Glasgow, where you made your name for Celtic under Tommy Burns, as did yourself. And today, just overhearing you guys talking to each other, there's still a bond between Pierre Van Hooydonk and George Cadet. Are you still in touch, or is it just events like this?
No, I follow George on Instagram, mm-hmm. You know, see what he's up to. And I'm doing that with several players, you know, so it's always nice, and we catch up. I think
it's more easy following.
Yeah.
Each.
I was just saying that.
Instagram, you know, Facebook.
Yeah. 100%. When I went to your debut at Hampden Park against Hearts, I knew nothing about Pierre Van Hooydonk. Whereas now, you know, you've got the advent of the internet, you've got smartphones, you can find out every stat about your career. But you came over, and you were a prolific goal scorer for NEC Breda. Back in the Netherlands. How did you find out about Celtic's interest, Pierre?
Quite late, actually. I made my debut in the Dutch national team in December, mm-hmm. midway December. And I think that helped a lot, because from that day on, I was Dutch international. Although I played 50 minutes, I had that stamp on my forehead, and I think that also helped Celtic to actually go for me. And yeah, I think I heard it in the beginning of January. The chairman of NAC Breda told me, he said, because I had a limited transfer sum in my contract.
Right.
So, yeah.
What was that,
1.3 million pounds. So it was the first club that came in and wanted to pay the 1.3. So that was me gone. It was a good deal for the club and for myself as well.
Yeah. You yourself, George, had already played at Celtic Park, 1993. Jerry, you might remember this. UEFA Cup. Celtic were in a bit of a sticky patch, and this great side came over. Manager Bobby Robson.
Yes.
We beat Sporting Lisbon 1-0 in Glasgow, and you score a double.
It's a tough game in Glasgow.
Yeah.
It's you have a chance. I have a chance to score 1-0, and Celtic is score 1-0, but it's a very tough. But Sporting this time, I have a Bobby Robson.
Yeah.
He's know very well British football, know well Celtic. And it's important to the team. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you go play a British team, and you don't need know so much about the strategy, but sometimes the mentality.
Yeah.
To go in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So with Bobby Robson, would he knew a lot of the Celtic, and would he tell you just how big a stadium you were going into, yes, and just how hard you would fight, and was that like
and,
that?
And the players running to the first minute, to the last minute.
Yeah, because they never stop.
And never play to defend.
Right.
Normally you play against Italian team, a team from Italy or Spain. If you stay, lose 1-0, the team defend.
Yeah.
And British is a play attack all the time,
mm-hmm,
because it's to the show,
mm-hmm,
and he's born when he's a kid. You train the same system, and you come training the same system in adult, because it's a football. Football, what is important? Score goals.
Yeah.
If you score more goals from the opposite, you win the game. All the time, Robson tell to the sporting players, I don't care if take 2 goals or 3 goals, if I score 4 or 5 goals.
Great mentality. Brilliant. I mean, when you look at that, you're saying about the mentality over the ability. Some of the players in that Sport Lisbon team were, is it Krasimir Balakov played,
yeah,
that night, Paul Sousa, and
yeah,
Luis Figo.
Luis Figo, yeah.
The Celtic.
He's all right, isn't he?
Yeah. And many players from world champion from
youth
team, yeah, in Lisbon 91.
And he came through into, yeah, the side as well.
Yeah.
And we had in midfield Pat McGinley, up top Jerry Craney. So you're right, it wasn't about even the ability, it was more of a mentality. Celtic got the win. Were you impressed with Glasgow back then? Were you impressed with Celtic?
Yes, and he's in the old stadium.
Yeah.
The game is in the old stadium. It looked like when he come to the warm up, the people seeing no people in the stadium. Normal in Portugal, go warm up.
Especially in the pulse, John.
Yeah. Is that the stand is full?
Yeah.
30 minutes before the game, when they go warm up, here is empty. It's not people go in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
When you come to start the game, it's full.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a fantastic ambient.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Did you play in a European atmosphere?
Yeah.
And after what happened is to help me about the interest in Celtic in me is Bobby Robson is speak to Tommy Burns,
mm-hmm,
normal speaking the this year and another years when it, because I play against Scotland in 5-0.
Oh yeah.
And I scored 2 goals.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Goff never play again. Yeah, never play.
You don't
Scotland. No, never play in Scotland.
That's
got the Swiss.
Yeah, last,
yeah. Mm-hmm. All the time.
It's your fault. Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And what happened? It's normal. The interest about Celtic. And I know when this UEFA Cup, Celtic won't pick me up in this season.
Right.
But it's Bobby Robson, and I'm captain of Sporting. I started in Sporting in 84. It's 10 years in the club.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And I have 25 years. And after when chance the coach is put in the bench. Why is Bobby Robson? Tommy Burns asked against,
mm-hmm,
to Bobby Robson, what think about Josh Cadet? And Bobby Robson know me very well. You know, when I Robson came in Sporting, the first position you want put to play is a winger, right winger.
Okay.
Why? Because the assistant is my coach in Stubal. And young, I play right winger or left winger. And this time, I tell Bobby Robson, because he's make a meeting the first day, ask me, and tell me, you go keep the captain, I go call you George, if you want call me Gaffer or Tommy, what you decide, and I tell you, okay, I go call you Bobby. And they tell me after these situations, one game he start putting right winger. I tell, I don't want right playing the right winger. And before the game, call me and ask him. My decision, you go play Juskoviak, striker, you in the right side. I tell, no, I don't want. Put me in the bench. If you need me, I give 100%. But I want to play striker. Because 1 year before, I played striker first time. And I scored 25 goals in the league.
Yeah. Natural goal scorer, John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you not want to play in the wing because you didn't believe in your ability there? Or is it because you believe in your ability so much as a striker that you just didn't want to almost, not lower yourself, but change your position to go somewhere else? Or did you not believe you could do it out in the right as well?
I know, because when I'm young, some characteristics is very important in strikers. Speed, a good head and good jump,
mm-hmm.
aggressive,
mm-hmm.
don't have afraid, and in the young team always play in the right side, in the left, in the middle, because it's a team I have better players in strikers. I don't have chance to play.
Yeah.
In Setúbal, I played the player Portuguese international Jordão, the black guy, and he's my idol. But I don't have chance to play in striker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I do? I prefer play in the right or in the left, and teach.
Soak up. Absolutely. So it's more to do with having the belief that he's a centre forward rather than.
And yeah, aye.
After in Sporting, aye. I played Fernando Gomes,
mm-hmm.
Playing the Oporto striker.
Gomes.
I played in the left, in the right, but I teach Edim.
Right. I see. Got so it. Role reversal. Yeah.
And after Gomes stopped play, and he's come a Brazilian coach in Sporting, Marinho Pérez, is playing striker because don't have Gomes.
Yeah.
And this season I scored 25 goals in the league.
Wow.
I want to play in striker. If I score in the first year 25, I can score more.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Goal machine.
Yeah.
Goal machine. Pierre,
yeah.
You were no bad as well, scoring goals. I remember that season at Hamden, I was behind the goals.
Together, that was the 65, yeah, 32,
33. Yeah, and no penalties. Which is
because these guys take the penalty.
I was behind the goals that season, so obviously miles away from the park, Pierre. But I remember when you came in, you had a very distinctive goal celebration. And it was it old Hulk Hogan? Remember you used to get down on your knee when you celebrated the goal? Where did that come from?
You mean when I was playing in Holland?
No, when you came
when
to
came
you scored against Rangers and you gave
yeah,
it
a goal. It was just coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instinct.
Yeah, instinct. Mm-hmm. Probably didn't know what to do, so then that came up. Yeah.
Was it aimed at our fans or their fans?
No, our fans.
Well, you had the game going, so you scored on your debut against Hearts 1-1. First Rangers game, you scored. Wee Simon scored that day as well.
Yeah.
And Rudy Vata. And then in the cup final, again, you scored the goal. How did you feel you were accepted by the Celtic fans? It was an instant acceptance, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that also came because of the fact that Celtic could not go any lower. When I signed in January, they just had lost the League Cup final against Red Rovers.
Yeah.
Playing in Division 1, you know, so that was, I think, the most embarrassing moment of Celtic fans, and I was the first new signing of a new era, and you're scoring on your debut. The fans didn't know me, so I scored maybe the best goal of my whole Celtic career during in my debut, and not a typical Van Hooydonk goal, because I am not a dribbler, but this there was a long ball and I dribbled and I hit the top corner, you know. So they probably thought that they had signed Ronaldo, you know, the Brazilian one at that time.
Yeah, the original.
But yeah, that brought expectations, and that first half year that wasn't that easy. You're right, I scored actually on the right moments, you know, important goals, the Rangers goal, and especially the one in the only goal in the final, and that one, yeah, that really kicked off my career. In all fairness to the squad who was there when I arrived in the summer after the FA Cup final win, the team really changed in a very, very positive way, quality wise. When I came, no disrespect to any of the players, but we were, you know, nothing that people would expect from a Celtic team.
It wasn't like
we were far, we were quite a bit off. But then in the summer, new players came in.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andreas Storm, who was fantastic. Jackie McNamara came in. Who else? Stubbsy came in. And all these signings, they were all boom doing it from day one. George Di Canio was there. George came in a little bit later. That changed everything. And then the standard was raised.
100%.
We started to play football, what people love to see and players love to play. You know, and that was very important, you know, but that happened after that FA Cup final.
Yeah, we call it a Celtic way, the entertaining style of football. And Tommy Burns, the team that he had and the style of football that they played, I think is a typical Celtic style. That's what the fans want to watch. And you were a massive part of that, you two guys.
Yeah, and I knew that after a while that Tommy wanted to play like that and not wanted to play in, you know, like the team did when I signed.
Yeah.
Sometimes he was also taking part in five sides or right. whatsoever. And you could tell that the typical British player, strong, making tackles, you know, he had nothing of it. He was clever,
yeah,
good skill, good vision, and he was looking for players who also have the same type of qualities. You know, he brought in Simon Donnelly. Simon was a young boy,
yeah,
but not strong, you know, but he could play, So,
and clever.
And clever. Brian McLaughlin, small guy. You put him in. I forgot to mention Tosh McKinley as a signing as well. You know, massive influence. I think half of his goals and half of my goals were created by Tosh.
It's
still not bad because I played with him a couple of weeks ago.
The final goal was a great example.
Oh, unbelievable. But as I said, you know, he was you know, like a massive influence for the strikers.
He is still good.
I played him. So when you both signed, did you realise the extent? And a lot of Celtic fans will say, how great are our fans, right? And it's not a case of this, but did you realise just how passionate the fans were going to be? And the best example is, what is it, when's the last time you both played? How many years ago did you play with Celtic? And the fans still want you to come over and see them again all those years later, and they still think about you. Did you realise what you were coming into in the club? Like, just how you've become almost icons of the club?
Not at all. When I signed in 95, we didn't see it. We didn't have internet, you know. Of course, I knew about the fact that Celtic had won the European Cup. Mm-hmm. And that they lost the European Cup against a Dutch team, you know. So... But that was it. And when I played Subutio, then I had the Celtic kit, you know, Celtic team.
We should get them over and have a Subutio tournament one day.
You should actually play for
them. Mine's are all broken because I put my little hand on it. And then they were gone.
You've mentioned Tony Bonds and his style, and that is my favourite team. Growing up watching that side, the one that didn't win the league, fantastic style of football. Tell us a wee bit about Tony the man.
You know, this is a very important point. Tommy is not only be a coach. Mm-hmm. He's like a father for us. I remember I'm here alone. Pierre has come before in the beginning alone to another country. Mm-hmm. And the Canu the same, and Anoni after, and this Tommy is a friend in the training. He's a gentleman and he's try to do a family play football.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. You realize, I think,
and you go in the field and you play to Tommy.
You play for him.
Yeah,
100%.
But I think he realized very well, although he never was a foreigner himself as a player, he realized really well what happens if some players are taken from their countries to Glasgow, and language-wise they struggle, you know. So how, you know, can you make them feel comfortable? Mm-hmm. Because if they are comfortable, they're going to perform easier than when they're not comfortable. So he, as Joe said, he had that father, he was that father figure that really gave you a lot of attention in the beginning, especially in the beginning to settle in, you know. So you felt welcome, he created a kind of bonds between each other, you know, that you would think of. That's a very kind guy. We cannot let him
go in that. Emotional connection.
Yeah. So he saw you as the man before he saw you as the player. Yeah. And that would mean a lot. Yeah, I can.
You know, nowadays you have other people in a club who are doing their job. Because there are so many transfers being done. They've got at some clubs that I know, I don't know how it is now at Celtic, but they've got one person who just have to look after all the foreigners and you know, new players, make them settling in. But at that time, you know, nobody had one of these guys. So it was down to the manager, and Tommy did it. You know, he went to pay attention to George, he paid attention to me, you know, to all the new guys.
Sometimes, every month I go play in the Portuguese national team, and normal the games is Saturday, and sometimes you play Tuesday, a Wednesday beer. What do? Suppose you travel on Sunday to training Sunday morning to play Tuesday. And sometimes I stay one day more to stay near the family.
Yeah.
And I come, he pulled me to the office and give me a good ad, and after ask, is play well, what happened in the game, or family, and after tell me. And now I go put my head from coach. What I tell you? I tell you, you must come in Sunday, now in morning. Tuesday, you go play in the match.
Wow. So he's given you a cuddle, welcomed you back,
and now
then became the manager and punished you.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a father, and now was talk serious.
That's a great way of man management, because it's transparency, and you know where you are.
Okay, no problem. I go in the bench. If you need me, I give 100% for you.
Yeah, it's a good example. I was, it was my mom's 50th birthday, and you know, we had played on a Saturday, and I asked, I said, Gaffer, you know, 50th birthday of my mom, you know, could I please get over to Holland and, you know, take part in the party? And I said, it's just one day. And then he said, okay, guy, you go, come back Tuesday, you know, make it 2 days. And you're like, whoa, you know, he just get it.
Yeah, and see, when you come back from that trip, did you score it in the next game?
No, but that isn't always important, you know, because sometimes you play well and then you say, okay, but it's because of that. But and if you play bad, what then? But it's more the responsibility. You feel how better the relationship, how bigger the responsibility you feel as a player towards the coach. And that's what I mean. You still can play shitty games. Because you don't do that on purpose, but you will always give your 100%, you know. And when things are not going right your way or team's way, it's just a matter of one look to the side, and then you're like, oh yeah, right, boom, okay. You know, don't switch off.
Yeah, right. A wee bit extra. I mean, see, when I look at that team as well, there was a right good Scottish contingent. You're going to be with John Collins tonight,
yeah,
fantastic player, Paul McStay, Phil O'Donnell. I mean, when you think about the domestic players, Pierre, how highly rated in your mind, what were the likes of Collins and McStay?
I was big fan of John Collins as a player. I'm sometimes I speak to players and then they say, who was your best player in your Celtic days? I will say Andreas Storm. But then, you know, they say, Paul McStay? Not Paul McStay. I said, the reason why I didn't pick Paul was because Paul was in the year, he was injured very often.
Yeah.
With his ankle, he had many, many trouble. So when I speak to the people about Paul, then they say, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe he had his better years just a little bit before that. But I wasn't there. So I didn't really witness the Paul McStay performances. But I like John Collins because he had, like Simon Donnelly, like Tommy Burns, he wasn't, he was strong, but he was not like massive.
He was more continental, wasn't he?
Yeah, he could play. And John, from day one, when I spoke with him, he said, we play only long balls. I want the ball in my feet. I want the ball on the deck. And I thought, I want the ball in my feet. I want the ball on the deck as well. So during training sessions, I immediately had the connection with John. I had the connection with Simon Donnelly as well, because they played the same game of football that I thought that was going to be the game we should play.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Did you feel the same, John?
Yeah, John Collins.
Yeah.
John Collins is like a player, receive you, he prepare you to come and you sit down well making the team.
Right.
You know, like, I know Paul McStay, the performance before. Because I play 4 times against Paul McStay.
No.
Play national team. I play in UEFA Cup.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is a great player. Because when he's a UEFA Cup, top Bobby Robson always tell the best player is Paul McStay. If Paul McStay take the ball, it's danger. Paul Sousa is played to mark Paul McStay, don't let play. But John Collins is a continental player, and is a in the field, because he's a very quick to have a connection. I'm come and the first day start training, and he treat me like I know a month.
And also he had a big influence on a bigger influence directly on the game than Paul McStay.
Yeah,
because John was creating goals and scoring goals. Paul wasn't a goal scoring midfielder, you know, and wasn't the guy from the assist, but he was many times the guy from the assist on the assist.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, quite enough. I'm not
exactly, sure. And he had he was powerful. So
he's
having in the team, yes,
field.
He was very important, you know. But it was not that he, especially nowadays when they all look at the stats, he wasn't going to score high on the stats rate.
Many assistants.
No, that's what I mean.
Welcome back to the Celtic State of Mind. As you can see, we have been joined by John Collins. John, how are you?
Delighted to be here. Good, thank you.
These guys have been talking about you for about 10 minutes. So now it's your right to reply. You don't know what they've been saying.
Right.
What was the left wing with Jordan Pierre?
Well, these two moved the team up to another level. Tommy Burns, Billy Stark, and are good football people and a good eye for players. And these guys came in at the top of the pitch. Obviously, a midfielder. You're looking for people to move, make good runs and kills and movement. It's funny these two did it as soon as they came. That's why they scored goals. And good movement.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good finishers. Just a shame they never arrived a few years earlier.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the quality was terrible. We were talking earlier, when you signed, and I remember it well, because you came to my school in Pennycook, Sacred Heart, to present the football trophies, and I was sick that night, so it's taken me all this time to finally meet you, John.
Right.
You don't remember it, you had a brilliant shell suit on at that time. I played with him.
Classy.
And when you signed for Celtic, you had scored a cracking goal against us. Did you want to sign for 10 years, is that true?
10 years, I thought about that.
I remember in the paper they were saying John Collins wanted to sign for 10 years at Celtic.
Well, was it
anyway? Every night.
If it was in the papers, then I'm sure it's
now, just before we started recording there, I mentioned the name Fergus McCann. There was a certain reaction from all three of you now. Obviously, you had a wee run in with Fergus yourself, Pierre, as did yourself, George, and he wanted some money from you when you went to Monaco, John.
Yeah.
What was your memory of that?
Well, I never really had any issues with Fergus, but when I left Celtic to go out, I was the first Bosman player, and the Bosman ruling was a European Union, So Monaco were not in the European Union at the time, so Fergus McKay thought, I'm going to try and go after him for a transfer fee. And it was worth a try, and I think he tried for about 3-4 years through the courts, but unfortunately he never got what he wanted. But in all honesty, I was hoping he was going to win, because it didn't affect me. I had signed my contract at Monaco, and if he had got money for Celtic, that would have been fine by me.
Can I ask John Ring, probably my mates who went through the kind of Celtic youth process spoke about your dedication to conditioning, diet, that kind of thing. And you don't always at that time anyway associate that with the Scottish culture. See, when these guys came in, did you notice a different approach from the continental players?
I think the Continentals were, I think they were good professionals when they arrived. There was these two guys, Andreas Thom, came from Germany. So they had their discipline, they were motivated, they had technical ability. So footballs, you need a bit of everything. You need technique, you need intelligence, you need professionalism. And I think modern football, you need diet, strength helps. But I was a wee guy. I was 9.5 stone when I was 17 breaking in, and I was 5'7", so I needed strength. So the only way you get strength is by going to the gym and working. So I think these guys didn't have to work. They were big guys. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to play in midfield, Scottish football, lots of contact, so I needed to get myself stronger. So I did it, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed working out, getting stronger.
Pierre was saying here as well that when he joined, and you were saying to him, I'm sick of this long ball, I want the ball at my feet, and he was like the exact same thing. When players like them came along, did you feel like your game got even better because you could play the way that you wanted to play on this team?
100%. As a midfielder, when you're winning the ball, first thing you want to do, you want to release it early. You either want to play it through for them to run on and score a goal, or if they're facing you, you want to hit their feet. And when it hits your feet, their feet, you want it to stick so you can go get a 1-2 and they can move it off them. So he loved running in behind. One-on-one goalkeeper, Pierre loved it, his feet taken in his chest. That was his perfect stick, and which meant we could get up and support. So if as a midfield player, it's exactly what you want in front of you.
But the good thing was, you know, John is a small guy, but to succeed in Britain as a small guy, quite simply, you need to develop your brains, and you develop your brains because when you're fighting against a guy 6'3", you're gonna lose. So other things are developing, right. and yeah, these guys they want to play because they don't want to battle, because then 9 times out of 10 they lose. So they had to be creative, and he was the most European player from all the Scottish, let's say British players we had in his mentality.
Yeah, you could see that.
By far.
You could see that at the time. Pierre, a couple of wee things before we get started tonight at Don Marks in Glasgow. I want to ask you, I want to clear something up actually, because I know through a friend of mine that you're misquoted, and it's something that comes back time and time again. I see it on social media. When you were in dispute with Fergus McCann over your wages, there's a misquote which you said £7,000 a week might be okay for the homeless, but not for a top class striker. It didn't happen, did it?
You didn't see that. The first time that I'm hearing that quote. No. I wanted actually to be quite humble to explain the situation, and I knew that if a football player is talking about money, it always looks, quite easily looks bad to the public. So I wanted to make an example that I knew very, very well the value of, let's say, £1. So only in our job we talked about different figures. So I wanted to explain, you know, that for anybody that has got a job, it's a lot of money, you know, just to bring me to the same level as them. Actually, the thing was done by the ghostwriter of my own column.
Great.
At that time, I had a column, I think, Davies, I don't know, one of these quality newspapers. but I think it was Andy McGuinness.
Right.
So, yeah, okay, he called me then, and we did an interview by phone. And then the next day, it was in the newspaper. So the next morning, after my explanation about my dispute about my contract, when I woke up, I always put on the radio, on Clyde. Mm-hmm. And it was Hugh Evans. And then he had that funny voice. Big thing, Van Hooydonk, homeless, etc. I'm like, where did that come from? It was, I look stupid because it was my own column. Mm-hmm. How can you explain to people that what's in there that you haven't said it? Because most of the people, they believe that you're writing it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was so difficult and hard to defend yourself in that case.
So there's a counter there. You heard it here first. All right, he's finally got his hand to defend himself. Stop talking rubbish.
You've heard it from the man himself.
100%. They're ready to reply now. George, you had a phenomenal season after the registration finally came through. And you scored a lot of goals, nine of which were penalty kicks.
And the first six games, I scored five goals.
What are you saying? What do you mean about that? Penalty.
He did not like it. I know it's not one. I just come on about it.
Isn't it?
Just five goals. Yeah. Just five you got.
Yeah. I played six games, five goals.
That's not bad.
Where I come.
Remember the debut.
And I come, I come 6 months without play and not training a team.
Yeah.
So you had not been training for
broken the contract in Sporting.
Yeah.
And you still scored five goals in your first six games?
Yeah.
The first game famously was against Aberdeen. It was live on STV for some reason that night, and it was also live on the radio and it blew the airwaves.
5-0?
Yeah, 5-0. You were playing that night, John, were you? No. Because I remember Stuart Gray played that because he had a similar hairstyle to you. And you weren't sure who was who. He did it in the colour here. What was your memories of that? Because as I say, it blew the airwaves. The raucous sound from Celtic Park that night was so loud.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd already played at Celtic Park, but this was a new version, wasn't it? It was a new stadium.
Yeah, I know. It's before it's 5 weeks. The Portuguese association don't send the
paperwork.
The paperwork. You train together. This a couple of weeks, and after it's come. And it's the last day to close to new players. Mm-hmm. And I stay 12 hours in Eton,
right,
in the South Park.
Yeah.
And in this day, in the beginning, the contract is six months. And in this day, in the last day, Fergus McCann tell, okay, I don't give 6 months. I give 3 years, but signed fee, you pay to Sporting. And I tell to my agent, no, I not sign. And he tell me, sign after the end of the season, I take you for another club.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to play now because it's Euro 96. You need to play to try go in the Euro 96. And I tell no, not I'm not signed. In the last hour, I asked to McCann if I did a good season, what you give me? I give you one bar. And I do another question. If come an English club to buy me, how much need pay? The same money I give you to make Sporting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can put in the contract. I give my word.
We're talking £400,000 here, George. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My signed fee, mm-hmm, plus two games, because his transfer fee is 750,000. And what happened in this season? After start the season, McCann called my agent in Glasgow 9 times.
Yes.
It was £500 a week more.
Right.
I dealt with my agent. One week. I played Diadora, and Diadora gave the difference. Don't sign more 3 years. I have 2 more 3 years is 5. And you know, okay, to normal people it's good, but money. But you know how much I win.
Be careful when you're saying that, huh? Be careful.
My parents teach me when you speak the truth, don't be afraid. Always.
Yet.
You know how much I win? I win a week? 4,000. I pay in the transfer fee in the end of the season. I need to play 2 years. 2 years to receive the same money I play in sport. After 2 years, I start the same place.
Yeah.
But 2 years I need to down to recover. I left my country to come to AF. Who play do this? Nobody. And the WEF, after when there is a meeting, Jack Brown.
Yeah, there.
He's going to Lisbon. I tell the problem is not money, it's the words. It's giving the words.
The principle, isn't it?
I have more 2 years contract.
Yeah.
Give my £400,000 back and I stay in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
You know the offer after? The last time, 25,000 a week if I sign a new contract. I have a meeting in the Celtic Vigo. No, I don't have nothing right. It's
25,000
a week.
A week?
A week.
Mm-hmm.
In 1997.
Yeah, Celtic.
To Celtic. 25,000. And I don't have nothing signed with Celtic Vigo. When I give my order to Celtic president, I go play in Celtic Vigo.
Mm-hmm.
I tell, no, the problem is not the money, it's the word. I give my order to another club. You have time, you have 12 months to chance. And I give all the time chance.
Yes.
So you gave loads of opportunities for that move to happen.
12 months.
Said, 25 grand, I know, and
you proved
it was a good move.
Yes.
Exactly. But I mean, I said as well, George, had you stayed.
In 97, my year, John, Pierre,
mm-hmm.
You don't play only for money.
No.
Yeah.
You don't get that as much these days. They're playing for the money.
It's my profession.
Yeah.
I need to receive. But it's important two things. I feel well. I'm staying the club and the supporters like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my money for my job. No, only money. No.
Okay.
Next time, when his contract finish, okay. And now I want more money. But now in the first year start... is less. I want more.
They've even put the nice sad music on.
Yeah. Then you know what's happening.
It's
going to the end now.
When you sign the contract, it's not one guy in the gun. You sign. If he's not good, sometimes in sporting, I sign contract and my teammates tell, oh, he's not clever. This guy is win double, another 3 times more. I tell, I ask what I think I deserve. Next time, I go ask a different.
I think
genuinely, I think.
He's a fairness mechanist.
The fairness is in
the room. But one thing is very important to the club, to the recover the club, fairness mechanist is very important.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, as fans, we do.
But one thing is a financial is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now staff, players, and football is another.
Anything that can breathe,
do you
struggle
I
with.
I do my job.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Doing business with anything that can breathe. There was no empathy or whatsoever. Nothing.
Ruthless.
Yes,
yeah.
Ruthless. And yeah, buying steel or something, he was fantastic.
Yeah, and he treats, so you think he treated his players like players, like commodity.
Yeah, commodity. Yeah. And then we talk about Tommy Burns earlier on, and Fergus, and we give a lot of credits to the way Tommy was as a as a kind of father thing. Fergus was the opposite.
Yes.
Because I remember Paolo Di Canio playing his first game in pre-season after he just signed with Fergus McCann. And Fergus was very happy and friendly. And 2 days later, I think it was Arsenal we played at Celtic Park, and we all left the stadium, and Fergus McCann also left, and Paolo wanted to shake hands, and he just ignored him.
Yeah,
as if he never have seen him before.
In the morning, in the door, don't tell you good money.
It's the Arsenal's business, man. I remember that game because Di Canio went toe to toe with John Hartson, and I don't think he would have won that one.
I'm not sure, but Morrow was
strong.
He was a strong boy. Yeah.
Determined.
Yeah.
He was a talent, there's no doubt about it. We're here tonight to do a live event with George Cadet, Pierre Van Hooydonk, John Collins. We're going away to get prepared for that at Don Max in Glasgow. Thanks, guys, and enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank you.
All the best.
Cheers.
Podcast Network.